When President Obama visited Fort Myers earlier this week at a town hall meeting to pump up support for his economic stimulus plan, he was introduced by Governor Charlie Crist. Crist stood out this week as one of the highest-ranking GOP officials nationally to come out in strong support of the plan. Although the governor continues to be extremely popular in the state, there are some Republicans who are angry with him. Stephen Ledowitz is a Republican from Boynton Beach who reportedly drew substantial applause last night at a Palm Beach County Republican Executive Committee meeting when he said Crist should be censured for introducing Obama and supporting the stimulus bill.
But to appear with him and to actively support the stimulus package when only three Republicans in Congress, and that includes the House and Senate, supported the action of the stimulus package, I think was a mistake.
The Palm Beach County GOP chairman, Sid Dinerstein, told Ledowitz that he'd have to wait until the party's next meeting and present his proposal in writing before he could consider the censure. Mark Proctor is a Hillsborough County GOP political consultant. He said he's heard grumblings amongst some Republicans, but doesn't think it will hurt him that much with Florida Republican voters next year.
I don't think that Charlie Crist has ever been one that's what you would term a right-wing, you know, conservative-bent Republican. I think he's always been a fairly moderate. He's conservative, but not, you know, so conservative that he doesn't see other points of view. So for me personally, it doesn't surprise me that much.
Palm Beach County Republican Stephen Ledowitz's anger with Crist didn't begin this week. He's still unhappy with the governor's lack of support for GOP congressional candidates last November.
I felt that he did a tremendous disservice to Ed Lynch in his race for Congress against Mr. Wexler and Lieutenant Colonel West in his race against Ron Klein by not being more active and not endorsing Mr. Lynch.
Although a few Democrats have announced they'll run for the Senate seat being vacated by Mel Martinez next year, none have announced they'll run against Crist for governor. His solid approval ratings are such that few Republicans have announced for the Senate seat as well, because of recent speculation that Crist could run for that seat next year. Crist admitted last week he will announce his intentions in May. Republican political consultant Mark Proctor thinks that Crist will be on easy street next year if he does run for re-election, but not if he runs for Senate.
But I'd say if he runs for the U.S. Senate, I think there's going to be a very open and active primary for the governor's race on the Republican side. And he may get some opposition, but most of the strong names have pretty much already dropped out or said they're not interested. And as governor, I don't see anybody challenging him as governor. So I think he's kind of in a win-win situation. He's still very, very popular among the people. And yeah, there are some Republicans that are a little disappointed with him, but you know, frankly, a lot of those Republicans weren't supporting him in the first place.
Boynton Beach Republican Steve Ledowitz said he did support Crist against his 06 GOP opponent, the much more conservative Tom Gallagher. But he says he doubts that state Republicans will lay down and not challenge Crist for whatever position he runs for in 2010.
I think that in a primary, I'm not too sure the governor could win the Republican nomination for either governor or for the Senate.